New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Friday, July 19th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And I'm a 40-year-old gay man who, I don't know, I feel like I'm still in my late 20s, early 30s. And I'm not trying to be a twink, but I really don't feel like a 40-year-old man. But anyway, I am, so it doesn't matter. So yeah, that is what it is. Anyway, so today we're going to finish up the Alaska trip. I feel like I'm going to finish up the Alaska trip. Who knows? I mean, I might not, but my goal is to finish up the Alaska trip. But before we do that, so a Nebraska woman has been fined $1,000 for climbing the Mount Rushmore National Memorial in South Dakota. Authorities say Alexandria Encontro scaled the massive granite sculpture Friday with bare feet and no rope, making it to about 15 feet from the top. The Rapid City Journal says Encontro chose a route between George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, whose faces are about 60 feet tall. Several signs at the popular tourist destination warn against trespassing on or climbing the sculpture, which was completed in 1941. A federal officer and national park ranger convinced Encontro to come down, and she was handcuffed and arrested. Encontro from Omaha appeared Monday in Rapid City Federal Court, where she pleaded guilty to climbing the monument. Three other charges were dropped. I don't know. You know, that wasn't a really strange story, but first of all, when we were in, when we were at Mount Rushmore, Mark and we met Kathy Bacon, I wondered, you know, what would happen if you tried to climb it, or, you know, had anyone climbed it or anything like that. And I was looking at stories the other day and I thought, oh, that reminds me of Kathy Bacon and about the fact that we probably didn't talk to her or her husband or her family enough, and she probably hates my guts because it just felt so awkward. I don't know. Everyone would think that I'm a extrovert and that I'm really good around people and stuff like that, but I'm not really an extrovert, so it's really difficult for me sometimes when I'm meeting new people. And I think Kathy and I had met before, but it was like in a group situation where all the Pride 48 people were around, and I didn't know if I should be like, oh, Kathy, do you want to go out to dinner after this? Or yeah, I wasn't really sure whether they just kind of wanted to hang out for a few minutes and then leave. I felt so weird. Anyway, I love Kathy, love her family. I didn't know how her husband felt about gay people. But anyway, Kathy, I love you if you're listening, but this story made me think of you because I know you live near Mount Rushmore. I think they live a couple of hours away possibly. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So there's your news for today. So we're going to finish up Alaska. So last we spoke, we were on the tour bus and we had stopped at a wildlife conservatory. We stopped at a glacier. The tour guide told us all about Canada. We actually, it's funny, or not Canada, Alaska. I don't know why I said Canada. But anyway, you know, we were in a tour bus and we turned at this one area at where there was some festival going on. And apparently a car tried to pass the bus as we were turning, but it was only a two-lane road. The car had an accident and we heard the accident like right next to the bus because there was someone coming the other direction. And so we almost got slowed down going back because there was traffic from the accident that had occurred. Because apparently that had caused like a chain reaction of people rear-ending each other and stuff like that. So I don't know. But when we got into Anchorage, I was saying that, you know, I had misjudged because the tour bus that we reserved, well, not reserved, but the tickets that we bought, you only had two options for being dropped off. You were either dropped off at the airport, because a lot of people go from the cruise ship straight to the airport and fly home. And we were spending one night with Tim in Alaska. And so, they would drop you off at a hotel. You couldn't say, oh, here's Tim in Alaska's address. Would you please drop me off at his place? So I just chose a random hotel. I didn't really look, just one of the hotels on their list, because they had a list of hotels, I believe, if I remember that correctly. So this hotel, this was the smallest hotel lobby I think I've ever seen other than like a Motel 6. And the lobby was like a couch right across from the person who checked people in. Very small room. They had no air conditioning. I was like, I'm so sorry, but do you mind? And apparently Tim, I called him right away, but apparently he lived like 20 minutes away and he still had to get his shoes and his clothes on and all that kind of stuff. And so anyway, it was embarrassing. But anyway, Tim showed up and he took us home. Their house is beautiful. They have the garden is spectacular. And Tim's house has art all over the place. I mean, he is to the point where when he paints, and anyone who doesn't know Tim, he's an artist. He's basically a chef with how well he cooks. He's a photographer. I don't know what this guy doesn't do, but he has so much art on his walls that when he paints a new picture or he takes a new photograph that he wants to put up on the wall, he has to rotate photos or paintings off of a wall to put new stuff up. He showed us his studio. He had boxes full of these acrylic, this acrylic technique he was trying where he pours the acrylic paint on the canvas. A lot of them were really beautiful, but he had boxes of them, like boxes. I bet he had 50 or more acrylic paintings. And I'm like, you need to find like a coffee shop that wants to sell, you know, artwork or I don't know. And he said, oh no, I feel too self-conscious. I don't want to. You know, I'm like, you've got to figure out something to do with this. So he took us to a park that was like a wildlife area where they had a lot of birds because he knew that I was trying to take more photography. And so I took a bunch of pictures of ducks and geese, and there was a hot guy for some reason, like walking along a creek bed. I tried to zoom in because he wasn't close enough, but I couldn't get a photo of his face. So I don't know what he looked like. We met friends. We met friends of Brian, who's Tim's husband, and they were so lovely. And I'm probably going to get their names wrong, so I'm not even going to say, because I have a very bad memory. But we met them. They were lovely people. We had a lovely dinner. The thing about Anchorage, I keep saying lovely, but the thing about Anchorage at this time of year, sun didn't go down until like 2 in the morning. And Tim made a wonderful dinner for us, it was like pulled pork and cornbread cakes or corn cakes and coleslaw and baked beans and all this wonderful food. And we were eating, he made a chocolate torte and a homemade cheesecake, both. And they were both fantastic. But we're sitting there eating, drinking wine, you know, Tim brought wine out of his wine cellar. Yes, they have a wine cellar. But we were talking and talking and talking and having such a good time. And I look at my watch and it's like 12:15 a.m. We had come back from taking pictures and just having a wonderful time. had a wonderful time eating, and we had been sitting there for, we started dinner at like 8:30. So we had been sitting there eating and just talking for, I don't know, 3.5 hours. Then we still, he wanted to give us a tour of the garden. So we toured the garden. I don't think we got in bed until 1, and it was still light outside. Crazy. You don't even feel tired. And then the next day, we went to a really cool brunch with Brian and his friends. I want to say his friend's name was Dow, and his wife. And I am feeling so bad that I don't remember her name because she is lovely, and I want to hang out with them when we're in San Francisco. And for some reason, her name is just slipping my mind because I'm horrible and I have Alzheimer's. But we had a lovely brunch, and then we went to a museum, and it was really nice. And then we just kind of hung out with Tim for the... We looked for Magnet. We looked for some gifts for the family, and then we hung out with Tim and Brian for the rest of the afternoon. And then we went to the airport, and everything went fine. We made it to the airport with plenty of time, and we made it back home. It was a red-eye flight, so it didn't leave until like 11 p.m., and we got home. We had a layover in Minneapolis, and then we got home around 9 a.m. So that was our... We didn't want to come home. It was such a wonderful trip, and Tim and Brian were so lovely to us, and Brian's friends were fantastic. We had so much in common politically and otherwise. They're so nice, and I want to see them when we go to San Francisco. But anyway, and I'm looking forward to seeing Tim again. I got to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find more shows at pride48.com. See you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.